Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO's chief says there's no timetable for Ukraine to join the alliance, which is angering Kyiv. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Morghani explains.
As the allies met in Lithuania, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says they reaffirmed Ukraine will become a member and shortened its path to membership. But
we also made clear that we will issue an invitation for Ukraine to join NATO when allies agree and conditions are met.
That came hours after Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky blasted the lack of a timetable as absurd. His anger could renew tensions at the gathering, which had eased somewhat with a show of goodwill from Turkey, which reversed its blockade on Sweden joining NATO.
I want to thank you for your diplomacy and your courage to take that on.
President Biden told Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan he's added to an already historic summit. Sagar Morghani, Washington.
A team of human rights experts appointed by the UN to investigate Iran's suppression of anti-government protests that erupted last year presented an update to the UN Human Rights Council. Now the independent international fact-finding mission on Iran called for Tehran to ensure accountability for alleged human rights abuses. Lisa Schlein reports.
It kind of gave a larger impression about the situation of what is occurring in Iran, and it was impressive in terms of the scale and the scope and the brutality and also the blatant cruelty of the violations that were committed by the Iranian security forces, especially against the women and girls. We get a lot of reporting about this, and it's good reporting on what is happening in Iran, but this was something that was pretty concentrated. And it went from one, shall I say, terrifying issue, situation, to another.
And this is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has launched a long-range ballistic missile toward the North's eastern waters. South Korea's military detected the launch from the North's capital region around 10 a.m. Wednesday and bolstered its surveillance posture in the response. Japanese defense minister told reporters that missile was likely launched on a lofted trajectory. North Korea's long-range missile program targets the U.S. mainland. It typically fires such missiles at a steep angle and to avoid neighboring countries. North Korea earlier this week accused the United States of conducting spy flights near its territory. United States and South Korea dismissed the North's accusation and urged it to refrain from any acts of rhetoric that raise animosities. U.S. lawmakers have expressed concern over a proposed merger between Saudi-backed LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, saying that if finalized, the deal could give Saudi Arabia an outside rule in American sports. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Families of the September 11th terrorist attack victims and human rights activists protesting the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi also oppose Saudi Arabia's use of so-called sports washing to try to repair its international reputation. One extremism analyst told VOA sports washing is an increasingly powerful tool for shaping public perceptions.
That is VOA's Catherine Gibson reporting. A follower of cult leader Charles Manson, Leslie Van Houten, has been released from California prison. APZ Donahue with more.
Van Houten was 19 in 1969 when Los Angeles grocer Lino LaBianca and his wife were killed in their home by followers of Charles Manson. Van Houten later described holding Rosemary LaBianca down with a pillowcase over her head as others stabbed her. She later stabbed her as well. Van Houten had been recommended for parole five times since 2016. All those recommendations were denied by the governor at the time. She appeared here in 2010.
As a rehabilitated woman, I would like to state that the insight I have gained is not meant to excuse any of my acts.
Governor Gavin Newsom did not fight Van Houten's latest request for parole. Her attorney says Van Houten is still trying to get used to the idea this is real. She is expected to spend about a year at a halfway house. I'm Ed Donahue.
Myanmar's Supreme Court is set to hear appeals by former leader Aung San Suu Kyi against convictions for several